Listening to Li Po. I am listening to Li Po, strolling beside the rascal everyone loves to love, the traveler who knows the paths to pools of shadow and spikes of sunset, the one whose lines climb high into the hills at the slightest sign of men's work to be done for the women who feed him and wish he would come again soon to drink their rice wine and paint their wishes with words, his dreamy eyes dancing with passion. A poet happy to be drunk on the nectar of a late lavish rain, when nothing is more precious than the face of a familiar woman and a walk under a new moon. All this comes in loose haiku as I smile at the dark-eyed lover who drinks his beer and reads Li Po to me.